Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ reports that a man broke into Rihanna's home Wednesday night and told cops he was there just to have sex with the singer, adding his plan was not to use force, but just to make it happen. His name is Eduardo Leon. He was tased and arrested early this morning after Rihanna's assistant found him alongside her LA area house. The 26-year-old man somehow disabled her alarm system and entered, where he stayed at least an entire day. Cops said he made himself at home, charged his phone, unpacked his bag. Leon broke into another home May 4th thinking it was Rihanna's, and that's why he was arrested for stalking. He was also booked for residential burglary and trespassing. Rihanna apparently wasn't in LA at the time when Leon broke in. He's being held on a $150,000 bail. So remember yesterday when I talked to you about Chris Brown being accused of sexual assault? Well, it wasn't Chris Brown. Chris Brown is actually kind of sort of guilty by association. His friend is being accused of raping a woman while partying at Chris Brown's house, says there's zero evidence of a crime, and he's blasting Gloria Allred for going after him. Now, the friend's name is Lowell, and he's the man that Allred's anonymous client claims raped her twice during a party. The allegations are pretty graphic. Now, in her lawsuit, the woman says that Grissom, Lowell Grissom Jr., grabbed her out of the bathroom and raped her, then later found her in the laundry room and raped her again. Grissom's attorney tells TMZ the matter was fully investigated. The client's name has been cleared. He says Lowell vehemently denies these false and defaming accusations originated last year, ending with no arrests, no proof, no in-conclusion rape kit, and after a police investigation, no charges filed. Chris Brown was not affected in this lawsuit. R. Kelly goes in after Spotify says, this is BS that you're trying to censor me, he tells TMZ, or TMZ is reporting. R. Kelly is calling out the streaming service for what he calls a hypocritical move to yank his music from all playlists. Kelly's team is fired back at Spotify's decision to stop promoting his music on their playlists while allegations, just allegations, of him running a sex cult continue to swirl. His managers say the streaming service is bowing to social media fads and picking sides in a fame-seeking dispute. Kelly has not yet been charged with any crime, doesn't have any pending criminal charges against him, and they add Spotify's new hate content and hateful conduct policy has no relevance to Kelly's love songs, especially when the service continues to feature artists who are convicted felons and whose lyrics promote violence against women. Let's end it on a lighter note. Swiss Beatz says, if you put on an art show, I'll give you $5,000. The Dean Collection, a contemporary family art collection founded by Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys, his wife, is giving creatives a platform to help jumpstart their careers. It's according to allhiphop.com. He says, it's time for you to start taking your creativity into your own hands. Now, this is what he posted on Instagram, announcing the Dean Collection 20 Startups will award 20 artists around the globe with $5,000 to do their own show, and there's no catch or artistic restrictions. He says, it doesn't matter what medium you use in an artist. What if I told you that it doesn't have to be in a gallery? It could be any space that represents you. Now, the contest is not even a contest. He said this is an opportunity. Now, anyone interested can apply on the Dean Collection website. Use hashtag TDC20 to tag your work via Instagram and Twitter, and the deadline is May 31st. Good luck.